Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on August 14th, 1978. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky all about the trees is lighted very brilliantly. The light is a pure white. And coming directly over from out between the trees, I can see the sky opening up. Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, Our Lady looks very sad, very sad. She has a pure white, glistening material type of dress, and over her shoulders and her head, the mantle. It's a very strange color. I have never seen Our Lady wearing a mantle in a pale lavender-like purple. It gives me a feeling of terrible suffering and anguish visited upon heaven. Our Lady, her feet are bare. Our Lady is now bringing her hands close up to her chest like this. And looking about her, from Our Lady's hands are dangling the beautiful rosary, a rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Mary beads. Now Our Lady is extending both of her hands out like this, and she has transferred the rosary into her right hand. And in her left hand, she is extending a scapular, a deep brown scapular. I can see no pictures upon the cloth. There are two brown pieces of cloth onto a long brown string. Our Lady now is taking the crucifix of her rosary and kissing it. Our Lady now has paused to brush a tear from her eye. Now Our Lady is placing her rosary onto the sash about her waist. The sash is also of the same color as her mantle, of purple. It gives me a feeling of trial and mourning. Now Our Lady is placing her first finger to her hands, to her upper hands, to her mouth. My child and my children, I come to you with great sadness of heart to counsel you as your mother, to pray a constant vigilance of prayer now in your country and in all the countries upon earth. I cannot, at this time, urge you enough, my children, to pray and pray again, that these prayers rising to the Eternal Father in heaven may reverberate throughout the world and into the hearts of those who will place upon the seat of Peter a new pope. And my children, unless you pray upon the seat of Peter, will be placed 666. The agent of hell. in human form. Oh, my children, through countless earth years, I counseled you to prepare my son's house, his church upon earth, for this fight with Lucifer. From the beginning of man's creation by the Eternal Father, the day was to come for this battle of the spirits. The Eternal Father has a plan for all mankind. However, man must now do full battle with the supernatural world of Satan, who is Lucifer and his agents. Oh, my children, need I repeat over and over the long list of reasons for mankind to do penance and make atonement? Your country, the United States, and many countries throughout the world now have become cesspools of sin, and many are drowning and wallowing in sin. Oh, my children, what will happen in Rome shall be meted to mankind for the darkness of spirit that has entered upon my son's house, his church, and into the hearts of mankind. I have counseled parents to guard their doors and their homes and make them strongholds for the children. It is the young now who have become the major source for the onslaught of Satan to destroy the future of your country and many countries throughout the world. I say many, my children, because as the days go on, the major disaster of a world war and the chastising celestial comet set upon mankind shall leave in its wake too few souls upon earth. The final count shall be in the few of those who are to be saved. My children, at this very moment of time upon earth, each and every person of conscionable age has been marked with the sign of a cross and the redemption, or they have accepted on free will the mark of the beast, eternal damnation. For all those, my children, who have been given the light, much is expected of them. Please, my children, hasten to go forward with a message from heaven. There is no time to lose. My son will provide you with many arms to reach each and every soul before the great test, a crucible of suffering, shall be set upon mankind. My children, the time is running out. Why are you not listening to me? I bring you the glad news, my child and my children. I give you this knowledge from the Eternal Father. That's your vicar. This day is with us in heaven. I know, my child, it will spare you many tears. You will understand all in time. Now repeat, my child, the message given to you, for now, at this time, it will have more meaning to all mankind. Dear Holy Father, worried and wan, will struggle with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures are rich, but the sheep grow thin, for the souls have succumbed to the sickness of sin. You'll need reinforcements from heavenly shores. So deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors. All hearts must ascend in true supplication to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Dear Holy Mother, your mother of love, does beg you to heed these dire words from above. His heart is torn by careless surrender of too many souls that don't try to remember the Father, the Son, the Spirit of life. Smite in the heart with the human knife of hate, greed, avarice, vanity, all indications that sin is insanity. What more must you do but place the full load of saving all souls on the few who are bold, who'll stand up and fight for all heaven's glory and meet with Pope Paul at the end of life's story. You see, my child, there is much that you could not know until this passage of time. You will read all photographs carefully, and I trust you, my child, not to give the full revelation until you receive a definite sign from heaven. Yes? I will. I didn't know. Yes. I will. I repeat, my child, to you, you will endure much physical suffering upon earth. Rest your soul, my child. They must listen. They must. About the trees is illuminating a pink light. It is as though the very trees were exuding this light. It's a beautiful pink color. It's very difficult to describe. It's a warm color. In fact, just looking at it gives you a tremendous emotional impact of beauty and warmth. It's a pastel shade of pink. I can't describe it in words. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky, which was quite a dark color this evening, is now the center of the sky, is opening up just as though there were a hidden door in the sky, and there's a tremendous white light now coming through the sky. The light is clear like water. I can't explain it. The light is like cut glass, shimmering, clear and crystal-like. Oh, it's just beautiful. So pure. And directly in the center, the light is opening up. It started like a pinpoint, and I can see now Jesus coming through. It's as though he had traveled quite a distance. Now he's coming closer, and I can see that he has no foot coverings, no shoes. The wounds on his insteps look very sore, and they're red now this evening. They look like they've been recent wounds. Jesus now is standing directly over Our Lady's statue, only a few feet up from the crown of Our Lady's statue. He's looking about him. He has on a mantle. The mantle of the cloak is a deep burgundy color, almost a red. Sort of a, I can't explain the color. It's a beautiful satiny type of material. Very beautiful. Very regal looking. Jesus has it tied about his neck with a piece of cording that comes from like into a bow-like formation under his chin. It's very loose about his shoulders. His gown is a deep beige color, like an off-white, almost like a pale beige color. It's very loose. Jesus has a belting of the same cord-like material that's about his neck. And now Jesus is extending his hand forward like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My child and my children, this has been a time in history most crucial to the lives of mankind and the well-being of my house, my church upon earth. I am not going to go through with you a repetition of my mother's counsel to you. Suffice it to say now that all warnings given from heaven that have been rejected must bring forth foul fruits. I say this unto you with good meaning, that no firm tree shall bear bad fruits. The vine must be shaken, and all that is rotten must fall. I repeat unto you, O pastors in my house, you have scattered the sheep, and now you must pray and do penance and make atonement to the heart that has been injured by you, the heart of the eternal Father that you have smite with a knife by your arrogance and pride. My children, our vicar, your Holy Father upon earth was sacrificed for you. I cannot describe to you, with your limited knowledge of the supernatural, the manner of his sacrifice. Be it enough that I say unto you that in the days ahead there will be many martyrs, there will be many Latter-day Saints coming out of the conflagration. I have watched mankind progressing deeper into darkness of spirit. Yes, the Eternal Father will not destroy the earth as in the past, but there will be a gradual separation of the sheep from the goats, by trial and test in suffering. My children, all that has been given you in counsel by my mother must come to pass. What was to happen in the future shall be now. I have warned you time and time again that there is a balance now over mankind, a balance held by the angels. And I say unto you that these angels are being stationed at the four corners of the earth. I have counseled you in the past, and I say again, even if your hearts are hardened and your ears have become deaf through sin, I say unto you, you must now take the book of life, your Bible, and read it over and over again. Detach yourselves from the world that has been given to Satan, Lucifer and his agents, the forces of 666 that now are ready to enter upon the seat of Peter. My children, unless you pray and do penance now, your world will go into such darkness of spirit that man shall become as an animal. Trials upon earth, both physical and spiritual, will bring about the time when man shall envy the dead. Charity will grow cold in the hearts of many, so great will be the evil. There have been sacramentals given to mankind for his protection. My mother extended to you the pearls of prayer, the rosary. My mother extended to you the brown cloth, and you will wear it or perish. My children, you are as a man divided. Your spirit is darkened, while your body and worldly inclination capture you in a prison where you seek nothing but pleasures of the flesh and sensuality. You must now divest yourselves, strip yourselves of all worldly seeking, or you will be lost. A house divided will fall, a church divided will close its doors. Only a remnant will survive. Be it known that when I return, may I expect to find even a small flicker of faith left upon earth? Pastors, cardinals, bishops in my house, my church, what are you trying to rebuild? A church of man without angels to guide you? What are you trying to renew? Has not my church, my house, withstood all of the trials of time? It will stand again. But my concern as your God is the number of souls that are being lost to heaven in this trial. The Eternal Father does not want one sheep lost to him. each and every soul upon earth is precious to him. Pastors, when you come before me for judgment, shall you stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? I will cast you away from me into the fires of eternal damnation for your laxity and for your consorting with evil. Many are selling their souls to get to the head. And what does it gain a man if he gather all of the world's treasures? Not one of them can he take with him over the veil. Store your treasures in heaven for your reprieve. It will be your true passport to heaven. Without it, you are lost. Heaven is gained by merit. It is a narrow road, and too few stay upon it. For the diversions and the pleasures of life lure them away. The road is narrow, but all who remain gain eternal life in the kingdom of your God. All who fall away and don't return must spend endless years in purgatory, and others give themselves willfully, and I say willfully, for no man is lost to Satan, to Lucifer, unless he goes to him of his own free will. Today, in your generation, souls are falling into hell as numerous as the snowflakes that fall from the heavens. Pray for your bishops. Pray for your cardinals. And my children, you must keep a constant vigilance of prayer going until the seat of Peter is filled. Woe to the man who rejects the counsel of my mother. A church in darkness wears a band of death about it. Now Jesus is extending his hand forward like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning to his right side, that's over on our left side, and he's floating across the sky. Now Our Lady is coming forward. I didn't see her standing over on the left side. She's coming forward and she's crossing across the sky. She's standing at Jesus' right shoulder. Our Lady stands just a little below his shoulder. She looks very petite next to Jesus because Jesus appears quite tall. I would say he's at least 6 feet tall. And they're going across the sky now. Now Jesus is pausing just about a few feet before the first tree, the extension of the first tree on the left. And he's bending over like this and extending his hand out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now through the sky, I can see angels coming. Oh, they are so beautiful. Oh, there must be hundreds of them. The sky is just filled with angels. And Michael is coming forward now. And oh, he's carrying a most beautiful crown, a golden crown. It's delicate, but it has jewels, the most beautiful jewels I have ever seen. The colors are exquisite. I can't explain it. It's a delicate looking gold crown, but it has little points on the top, and they seem to be encrusted with diamonds. Just beautiful. Now Jesus has touched Our Lady on the shoulder. Oh, he has his arm around Our Lady like this, and he's leading her over to Michael. And Our Lady now, Our Lady is going on her knees before Jesus. She's kneeling like this with her arms crossed. And now Michael has handed the crown to Jesus.
And he's placing the crown upon her head. Oh, it's so beautiful. Right over Our Lady has on now, she doesn't have the purple mantle. She has a beautiful white mantle on now, trimmed in gold about an inch around the outside. And Jesus has placed this beautiful crown on Our Lady's head. And now he's taken her both hands and he's lifted her up to her feet. And Our Lady now is facing towards us, and she has her hands together like this. Oh, she looks so beautiful. Oh, so beautiful. And as Our Lady is turning her head, the color of the stones are just, oh, I can't explain it. They're so brilliant. Now, Our Lady is now going back a little, and Jesus is cutting across the sky. He's coming across to our right side. And Our Lady now is following him. I notice that Our Lady has taken her hands now, and she's holding the rosary as she's following Jesus across the sky. They just float. They don't walk. I can't explain it. They seem to have absolutely no weight. They go beautifully right across the sky. That must be fun. Oh, that's beautiful, the way they glide. And now Jesus is extending his hand out like here, this. He's between the two trees on the right. Oh, and he's placing his hand out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is nodding. He's placed his hand over his heart. And they're in a cross-like formation. I have never seen Jesus standing there. He has his hands now crossed across his chest. And he's nodding to Our Lady now. Our Lady is backing up, and Jesus is coming now back across the sky. And they're both standing now looking down in the center right over the statue. Now Jesus is touching his first finger to his lips. My child, you will all now continue with your prayers of atonement. Our Lady and Jesus have both said that everyone must pray now. The balance is held by prayer. We cannot well understand the ways of heaven. How much is given in free will to mankind, Our Lady said. Therefore, we must pray that the Antichrist, the impersonification of 666, will not enter upon the seat of Peter, for Jesus is our confidence.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on August 14th, 1978. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.